promise you, you never let me have any fun.
Come on, let's get back in the kitchen.
All right.
It's time for me to finally have my voice.
We're clearly soldiers in petty coats, leaders for women's votes. Though we adore men individually, we agree that as a group, they're rather stupid.
Can you pass butter?
Cast off the shackles of yesterday, shoulder to shoulder into the fray. Our daughters' daughters will adore us.
That's right. If you want to let your voice be heard, in just a few moments, we're going to summon the queen of all the UFOs and the strongest women of this or any other name, which is We Are Doe. Princess Queen, my God!
Princess Wee live in your ear.
Princess, we're so happy that you could join us here today in the feminist kitchen.
I'm so glad I could be here. Although, you know, I was detecting some of your radio waves there earlier, and that was really, really shitty what you did earlier. Although, how did you get that rare Breatharians recording? My goodness.
Let's just say I'm no longer a virgin.
My goodness, that was breathtaking. Absolutely breathtaking. You know, you missed two old standards, not to like go from the sacred feminist kitchen back into the bathroom, but you know, I just have to say you missed two real incredible, important, shitty songs.
Well, you know, we should have consulted the queen, of course.
Yes, you really should have. Can I share these with you?
Please do.
All right. Well, one is the old standard of tight pussy, loose shoes, and a warm place to shit. Tight pussy, loose shoes, and a warm place to shit. Tight pussy, loose shoes, and a warm place to shit. Tight pussy. Okay, that's the first one. The other one is sort of a rap song, and it, you know, you have to get the rhythm going in the background, and then it's, the toilet was flooded, the load won't fit. The toilet was flooded with a great big shit. The toilet was flooded, the load won't fit. The toilet was flooded with a great big shit. And you see, you missed both of those. I'm really glad that I could fill in for you.
Yes. So, Princess.
Excuse me. For those of our viewers who aren't aware of Princess We Are Doe's, the extent of her leisure domain, I think we should begin with an example of her musical styling, which may have some incriminations of its own.
So, what we're about to hear is not only offensive and shocking that Princess Wee would have been treated in such a way.
Princess Wee, with that in mind, maybe you could give a brief introduction to the Numa Numa song.
Well, I don't want to spoil anything or, like, take that nice polish off that you put on in that intro, so why don't you go ahead and roll it, and then maybe I can defuzz after that.
Who what is that?
Many find this to be the finest part of the song.
You're hurting me.
See that? He's hurting her, folks.
My sub G, my sub who,
here it comes.
My sub ho, my sub ha ha, my sub G, my sub who, my sub ho, my sub ho, 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 ho.
Sweet Georgia Brown.
My sub ho, my sub ho, 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 my. My sub ho, my sub ho, my sub ha ha, my sub chi, my sub who, my sub ho, my sub ha ha, my sub chi, my sub who, my sub ho, my sub ha ha.
Hallo, salut, sit up, und ist gut. cheat at all. You'd be a man who mashed a fettuccine. Hello,
hello. We'll sing a big song, sound that beep.
She's so unique, Dot says she won't share the meat. Bob comes, but Connie goes away. Connie goes away.
Connie goes away. And I don't blame her. Calling you sub-ho? I don't blame her.
We have to eat it all today. Face of dogs don't ever go away.
Never go away. Never go away.
She'd rebel. She'd rather fucking stay.
Now at best we'll all be paying.
But soon, Sans Spoon, just eat.
A comb.
Hello? You'll be like my subgenius. There's a cheese. Hello? Hello?
Soon perish.
Big ass old. She's so unique.
We basically sunk to the level of Dr. Phil here by forcing you to relive your abuse for entertainment purposes. I'm gonna have to turn this off. Thank God.
We're sorry, Princess. How do you feel after having to relive being called a sub-ho? I don't know how many times, maybe 10?
Well, now there are actually really two ways of looking at this. Now, you understand that on the surface, what you all just witnessed audibly there was the repeated calling, my being called, of Stang being calling me a sub-ho. You must remember that, in my opinion, my Stangy is what you might call a sexist feminist. He's, you know, considering the fact that he's like a huge walking ball of contradictions, wrapped in a wafer of waffling paradox, surrounded by crunchy conundrums, you know, he considers endless hard work slack. He's the leader of a cult of angry young and old men and women, while he's truly a kind-hearted and kind-minded, kindly sort of guy. You know, he watches monster movies and action films right along with chick flicks with me, if I can get him to stop making his own flicks, that I mean. And, you know, on the other side, it is a complicated issue, but, you know, we were doing a parody of probably, like, the spazziest fucking thing in the universe. So, you know, our movements and the props were defined by English words that sounded to us like the Romanian words of droga stia dinte, which is where the rather Bob did stay came from. So when the nonsense syllables in the beginning said Maya ho, Stang went for the obvious. That's a trademarked word, by the way, obvious.
Well, I'm just... We're going to move on. I'm sorry that you've been, like, internalized his hate speech. I'm glad you can sleep at night.
Well, yes, I can definitely sleep at night. And, you know, the band that you guys have, there are so many corollaries between Uncle Haps, Uncle Amos's Haps, whatever, the Electric Chalet, and us. For instance, you have Nether Carols, eh?
Eh, yes.
We have a band that, between us, that we would, where we make music, we're called Poo Water Towel.
Ah!
So, and it just goes on from there. Like, you know, my band, the mascot for our band is Chicks. That's like a chick, like peep, not like a derogatory term of a woman, chick. And you guys have chicken head. I mean, come on. It just goes on and on.
Are you, that's a huge compliment, Princess Lee. I mean, huge. That's incredible. For those of you listeners at home, we're talking with a woman who is up with the likes. She is queen of all the UFOs. She controls the pleasure saucers who will rupture us one day. God, we're still waiting. July is coming up. 5th. I'm waiting. I want to be ruptured.
Waiting every second of every day, actually. It could happen any time,
well,
you know.
I've been a card-carrying subgenius minister since 96.
Wow, 96.
Thank you very much. And I speak not only for myself, but for all the subgenius men and women on this doomed rock who would like to know when your private, you know, agenda to make Bob and Reverend Stang look like the stupid men that they are by holding back the pleasure saucers. When are you going to let your domestic squabble go and let us get off of this doomed planet? You're the queen of the UFOs.
That was an evil cackle.
You know it and I know it. Look, he's not going to leave the toilet seat down. He's just not going to do it. But do you have to keep the excess from letting me experience the euphoria
goodness.
And pleasure? That is
what
my
a
birthright.
wise young man you are, I must say. But I actually could never reveal the thing that you have asked me. I'm sorry, I understand that you've waited a good full decade to get the answer to that question, and yet it's something that I just can't reveal. I'm sorry.
Is there anything we could do, maybe fiscally, to help that along? Is there, like, listeners at home, is there any, like, could we do a pledge drive to raise a couple thousand million dollars? I don't know how much it would take. And then you'll release the pleasure saucers.
Oh, well, but of course, there's an ongoing, constant need for funding at the Church of the Subgenius. The Subgenius Foundation is always in need of sponsoring, and any donations that are given will definitely go in that direction. You can put your life on that.
And where do we send checks to?
Oh, you would send checks to Bob.
Just right. It's kind of like Santa Claus at the post office. J.R. Bob Dobbs, they just know where to send it.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's helpful to have the P.O. box number on there, but you can just actually put Bob on an envelope and, it'll get close anyway.
You know, we don't really have time to talk about Bob today. I'd like to talk to you. Let's talk about Connie, shall we?
That's fine.
A controversial, strong female force in the Church of the Subgenius, arguably the most influential person in the Church of the Subgenius, arguably even more so than J.R. Bob Dobbs himself, just based on pure ability to swindle and to exert her will. Your thoughts? Do you think she's the real power behind the pipe?
Well, Connie is definitely the real power behind the pipe. I mean, that was very, very kind of you to have said what you said at the beginning of your intro to me. But Connie is indeed the true power behind the pipe. So, yes, you've named it, that's for sure. And there are definitely not enough Connieites. There's not enough support out there. Reverend Stang is constantly complaining that women are always complaining that there aren't enough Connie products. So he churns out quality Connie products, and no one buys them.
Really? I mean, like, how about, like, an anti-wrinkle cream, a thigh buster cream? I mean, I want to look like Connie.
Well, I've actually considered putting on the market the only soap that I use, because it's a goat meal oat milk soap that's made in Lodi, Ohio, by some people that actually, you know, milk the goats themselves, and they make the soap there. That's the only soap I've used in the last 20 years, and I've been considering marketing that. That's like my only beauty secret, though. That soap.
Do you have any recipe ideas you would care to share with our audience?
Recipe ideas?
Yeah.
Well, yes. Actually, I've created quite a few recipes that will be coming out in a cookbook at some point that actually Reverend Stang has been the pilot taster on, and I have invented a Chi-Talian food, which is a synthesis of Chinese and Italian, where East meets Roma. I have many odd combinations of vegetables and nuts that most people have never tried together before. I really don't have a whole lot right on the tip of my tongue, so to speak, that I can drop off to you, but those are a few suggestions.
When combining nuts and vegetables, what's your favorite combo?
My favorite combo? Probably toasted almonds with garlic green beans.
Ooh. That sounds delicious.
Yeah.
I bet the cleanup is easy. I bet it's inexpensive.
It is.
And really just satisfies your man at home.
Definitely.
Okay.
Reverend Stang is one of the happiest stomached men ever. So he tells me anyway.
So you're the queen of all UFOs.
Yeah.
What kind of managerial roles do you play?
Managerial roles?
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, I would give you a day in the life. As Reverend Stang would say it, my job is to stand around looking beautiful. And I don't really have a hard time doing that. It's a lot of fun. I allow Reverend Stang to worship me, adore me, preen me. He massages my head, my shoulders, my neck, and my feet, and all over my body every day. And pretty much that's about it. It's rough work, but someone's got to do it.
Well...
But you are asking what I do, and let me tell you what I do. I do actually have some influence in the Church of the Subgenius. For instance, I have veto power. I naysaid the branding, the required branding that was going to be for every subgenius. That was totally naysaid by me. No way.
Mm-hmm.
I said no way. Also, there was going to be required trepanating. No way. I said no way. That's not going to happen.
What about the Bobbies?
The Bobbies, if they want to do the branding and the trepanating themselves, they're perfectly welcome to. But it's not going to be done under the auspices of the Church of the Subgenius while I'm seated here.
What about the soul harvesting? Do you have any qualms about that? Or the prairie squid, for that matter? Does that raise any jealousy issues?
Oh, absolutely. You know, not at all. If there weren't prairie squids, there would be just so many unhappy people out there, men and women. We need prairie squids. No, there's no jealousy issues. Absolutely not.
I would like to, you know, take it into the bedroom. If you feel uncomfortable with some of my questions, if you don't like them, you just throw them right back. So,
all right.
Is it true that it ain't cheating if it's Bob, ladies?
That is true.
And
that's 100% true. It ain't cheating if it's Bob, and it ain't for the guys. It ain't gay if it's Bob. And same thing with women. It ain't gay if it's Connie. You know, it's all free love when it comes to Bob and Connie.
They're kind of like Jungian archetypes in that sense. They're not even on our realm.
That's true.
It's like having sex with an idea. Have you ever had sex with J.R. Bob Dobbs?
Well, I can't let something like that out. Come on, what do you think? I can't say something like that. You guys are just trying to get me to reveal things, and I'm not going to do it.
Okay. Well, how about if we hit it from this angle? Does Ivan Stang ever get mad when you have sex with J.R. Bob Dobbs?
Well, let's just say that, you know, he's learned to deal with his boss in special ways. They work things out between them. Okay. Well, I just was very curious to know how you all came to know Subgenius. I mean, it's been 10 years ago for you, Amos. And Reiki, I'm not sure about you, and I was just... totally,
you know,
honestly curious.
You know,
how you became associated with it.
I'm not sure about me, Princess. I don't know. I think
I
was recruited as at 16 by a Pleiadian emissary of light, given an incredible book called Bringers of the Dawn, which I read word for word at 16 years old and totally, absolutely 100%. Believed it, and my DNA did start to accelerate. And
Coop.
Now, in fact, I do not have the full 12 helix of DNA, but I do have 8 helixes, and I'll tell you, 8 is great.
Wow.
And so I really came to it through that, and only basically, I'd say, a year ago, I met my cult leader/lover about 2 years ago, and he said, you would love the Church of the Subgenius. And as a true subgenius, I said, you're full of shit. Stuff it up your ass. I don't want to hear your lies. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. So I picked up a book about a year ago, and it just, you know, it didn't even, I didn't even need to read it. I picked it up through osmosis. I've
you
learned the dogma.
I wiped with it.
And you know what? I also am part Sasquatch. I think that's, I have a stronger vein of Yeti in me. I have a lot of Yeti in me. I would like more Yeti in me, but.
Not in the studio, Ricky.
But you, so that's my dogma. I have, I have eaten at restaurants called the Sasquatch. I've seen Sasquatch. I have been with Sasquatch. I am a Sasquatch.
Cool.
And that's my story.
Wow, thank you for sharing that with me, Reiki. I really appreciate that. Very cool.
I just wanted to be knee-deep in trim. And being a lazy man, I knew that let Bob do the work.
And also not very attractive.
No, not at all. It just gets worse every year. But you can imagine, even 10 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, he's about 250 pounds, 5'4", balding. And he, let's be honest, it's about 2 inches, 2.5 inches.
Oh, no, no. I mean, that depends on you know, when, like when El Nino made the Earth, they actually swell a little bit, causing it to go around slow down the calendars. Maybe then I had 2 inches, maybe.
And I mean, I'm not going to lie to you, folks. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a babelicious babe. I'm gorgeous.
That's a fact. Oh, that's...
Yeah, and sometimes people look at us and they say, what? They just don't get it. But really, he used the subgenius dogma. He used your guys' tricks to get sex. And, you know, I didn't know it at the time, but I thank him for it now.
Aww.
And he's, you know, 4.5 feet of pure man.
What a sweet story.
Yeah.
I'm totally charmed.
Let me take a break, dude.
Do you mind if I ask you about you and Ivan Stang's relationship? How did you two fall in love?
Well, no, I don't mind you asking at all. I was and am associated with a group called ACE, the Association for Consciousness Exploration. And if you want to read all about it endlessly, you can go to one of our websites, ACE. Let's see. One is rosencomet.com, rosencomet.com, or starwoodfestival.com. That's how I met Reverend Stang. Someone in our group brought him in for one of our Starwood festivals, and I volunteered to pick him up at the airport, and that's how I met him. And we were good friends for a long, long time, and eventually we got to be more than friends when his marriage ended, and he was free to pursue a relationship.
Did he break your watch to try to impress you?
No, he didn't. He tried to, but I had a fake broken watch in my pocket and slipped that in, and he never knew. He thought he was breaking my watch to get me, but it was actually a broken watch.
Don't cheat a cheater.
Okay, well, Reiki and I, we need to take a quick break to suck up a Bobby's soul here and get our kicks. We're going to play the infamous TV commercial.
All right.
And it's only going to take a quick 30 seconds to enjoy Mr. Stang, and should be coming up. So would you like some soul, Reiki?
Oh, this is you guys' version of Church Air. I remember this. Okay.
What the hell do you think you're doing? Dragging your butt through the day, selling body and soul to a bunch of bland normals? Acting stupid so they'll think you're one of them? Tired of getting all of the guilt, but none of the sex? There is a simple answer, dear friend. A glowing beacon of slack amidst the turmoil and darkness. It's J.R. Bob Dobbs, the living slack master, and his Church of the Subgenius. Bob brings a new destiny for the abnormal. For Bob comes to justify our sins, to unmask the conspiracy, and to get us back the slack they stole away. It's us versus them. Are you gonna fry in hell on earth alongside the pink boys? Or will you pull the wool over your own eyes and accept Bob into your mind? Repent! Quit your job! Slack off! And praise Bob!
Church of the Subhuman is a time to save you triple your money back.
That was some good soul, Amos. Oh, man, I'm so high.
It started when you were
you
a little
guys
kid.
Guys, and your own version of Church Air.
I'm so sorry.
Whatever do you mean,
so
Princess?
Well, Reverend Stang and I enjoy a different. We enjoy inhaling something that does sort of the opposite thing to our voice. We call that church air.
Oh. His only job is to give you what you want.
Church air? How do I get my hands on this nice sounding stuff?
Well, let's talk about that off the air, so to speak.
Awesome. Leave some soul for me, Amos. Leave some.
Sorry, baby.
When my husband hears me doing this exercise, he calls out and says, "Don't forget your breasts."
Let's see. Oh, you know, we would be remiss. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, and I'm back.
Okay, let's talk shop. If you could recommend one product that every subgenius must have, what would it be?
One
product. I say out loud, and look at your beautiful big breasts.
Well, of course, it would be a membership to the Church of the Subgenius. I mean, that's, you know, the basic thing that everyone should have to protect you so that when X Day comes, you'll be delivered. I mean, that's the most important thing. Other than that, of course, everyone should start off with putting their baby toe in of getting Arise, the Subgenius video. That would be my advice, just for basic starters.
And just to put on the back burner here, I probably had some of the best sexual intercourse of my life watching Arise. And I became J.R. Bob Dobbs. And I came as J.R. Bob Dobbs, and let me tell you, wow.
Just like Bob, you came again and again and again?
Yeah. It was the second and third and fourth coming. It was ridiculous.
I can't abide them even now and then.
Oh, well.
You know, I told you that I'm not extremely familiar with pop culture and your other Earth Farm One cultures, but I have studied enough to write a small parody for you and for your show. Can I sing it for you?
That would be fantastic.
Okay, it's really short. All right, here goes. Wake me up before you go-go, 'cause I'm waiting on you like a dojo. Wake me up before you go now, I don't want to miss it when the chalet flies. Wake me up before you go-go, 'cause I'm waiting on you like a dojo. Wake me up before you go now, I don't want to miss it when the chalet flies. That's it.
Oh, that was great.
More church air.
Yay. Woohoo, gosh. I feel like I've just been like anointed, blessed with holy water.
Aww.
From the lit.
Oh, church air, motherfucker.
Perfect.
Oh.
If that message reaches his subconscious mind, then we're both happy.
Oh my gosh. Well, that was great. If maybe some of our listeners at home don't understand the rake me up reference, I strongly suggest everyone go to chickenhead.us to get sea rake brooms. All beautiful pictures of rake brooms from all over the world. Cambodia, Indonesia,
Laos. Oh, okay, so Princess We Are Doe, queen of all the UFOs, we just really want to give you our warmest thanks for coming into our feminist kitchen, sharing your wit and your wisdom Do you have any last words for us here on, as you call it, Earth Farm 1?
Actually, my parting words to you would be to just carry on, keep on keeping on. You guys are doing a great job. And I have a big question, actually, to ask you that's really important. Reverend Stang would like to know if he can use any of this on his Hour of Slack.
That'd be cool.
God damn it, Frankie! How many times in the feminist kitchen have I told you when it comes to business, you don't make the unilateral call? You don't have the cojones! You don't have the business, do
you? Okay, don't hit me again. Oh my god! I'm sorry.
It's rather odd to bolster yourself up like this.
Oh, I'll make you some chalupa. I'll make you anything you want, baby.
All right, all right.
All right, I'll bend over.
All right. We'll honor your little devil's bargain with Stang. Stang, why don't you just keep talking about Stang all night long? And those intimate times. But I'm going to need some of that church hair.
That'd be great. Has he actually been listening in the room with you?
He's been listening. He's probably my biggest fan. So, yes, he's been listening. I've been preparing our stir-fried fennel with roasted pistachios for tonight.
Oh,
and he's been, you know, just listening along and loving every minute of it. He's just so glowingly proud of me. And of
it
you guys for being so bright to pick up on me. He's actually extremely impressed with you.
Well,
that.
Duh. I mean, like you're like a hot babe.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and I like your singing voice. Wait. I you know what? You know what? Be quiet. Princess.
Tell him.
I think we should get an apartment together. I really
God
do.
God damn it!
I think you and I think we're soulmates. I think this could work out.
Keep it in your pants, Frankie!
Would Stan care to give his apologies to you?
I'm very, very flattered, but I'm totally sold on Reverend Stang. Our hearts are entwined forever.
How many dicks does he have?
How many dicks? I'm not privy to tell
37?
You. That's private, just between us.
It's 37, isn't
37.
It?
37.
I can't tell.
It's 37.
You can't tell because they're too small to count?
No, they're not small.
Where does he keep them? In a box?
No, they're connected.
God.
He's just got
a huge
package down there.
Okay, well, I think if we're going to start talking about what's-his-face, then this interview has come to an end. Well, you know, we're going to go back to our feminist kitchen. We're not quite done cooking up some delicious recipes.
Airy Cody 3-1. Oh, leave the soul for me, Amos.
Okay, here we go.
All right, and thank you very much.
Oh, it's really, really been my pleasure. You guys are a blast.
I want you to sing more songs, and I want you to be my lover and wife, but if you can't do that, I would really like you to be more present in the Church of the Seventh-day Adventists, and I'll buy more books.
Okay. Okay.
Cool.
Okay. Okay. Yay, 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 yay.
That's it. I'm ending this.
She's gone. He hung up on her.
Oh. You paint your head, your mind is dead. You don't even know what I just said. That's you, American woman.
What would we do without them?